Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Well, Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to introduce you to a guy like John Wibben. John is the CEO of Content Launch, the author of Content is Currency. Also, Content Rich, by the way, is another one of his books, Writing Your Way to Wealth on the Web. And I think I mentioned that he's the CEO of Content Launch, and he's also one of the new members of our Brain Trust, John Wibben. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me again.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. The last time you were here, we talked a lot about mobile, and I'm very much, you know, I'm still very much interested in that, very excited about mobile. I still think it is one of the 21st century innovations, the convergence of all the things into mobile computing is one of the 21st century innovations that doesn't have a 20th century counterpart. And so
okay,
I'm still excited about it. But I want to talk about, today I want to talk about search engine optimization and its relationship to current content. Or maybe I should say content and its relationship to SEO. What do you think?
Yeah, they go hand in hand, and you can't have one without the other.
They're joined at the hip, aren't they?
Yep, absolutely.
I remember in 1999, John, when everybody was chasing eyeballs. Remember the eyeballs analogy? You know, how many eyeballs, blah, blah, blah. And I remember thinking, I don't really have the budget. I'm not big enough to chase eyeballs like a lot of, you know, the companies were doing. They were going public in 90 days and things like that, and or going public before they even had a customer. And I said, I don't have the ability to do that, but I do know how to create content. And so we just set about, and I believe that content would be king one day. And I said that on the show. I said, folks, you need to start creating content for your websites, even though in those days it was hard to get it on your website. But today, nothing could be easier, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, search engine optimization is really the byproduct of the rise of Google, and Google becoming such a predominant force in not just business, but life as we know it.
Right.
And so we play by their rules, mm-hmm. and their rules are very specific. They say if you want to be ranked in the search engines, you have to do certain things on your website in order to be ranked. And so that's what we do. We play by their rules.
And that thing fundamentally is produce content and identify it in a way that we like.
That's right. And also, in addition to content, is make your content so compelling that other websites want to link to your content, mm-hmm. and want to be a part of your story.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other piece is your content popular with others? And if so, then we're going to reward you for that.
Well, and they do, but they also make, as you said, when you say Google, of course, there are other search engines out there, right? There's Bing and what are some of the others that are out there these days?
Bing and Yahoo are really
Bing and Yahoo others. Are the three big
yep.
ones, aren't they? And
yep.
so they're out there. They have their own rules too, but Google is the 800-pound gorilla, and they basically set the stage with their algorithms, don't they?
That's right, they do.
Tell yep. the audience and what that means.
Yeah, well, the algorithm is their mathematical formula on how they rank websites. So they're considering over 100 different variables in that algorithm, and they're looking at the links that are pointing back to your site. They're looking at the code that makes up your site. They're looking at how your site looks visually, design-wise, and they're looking at the content on your site, among many other things. But those are the most important things they look at. And also how old your website is. If your site's been around for 10, 12 years, that's a good thing.
How can they tell how old it is?
They look at all the data. They look at
can
the
they look at, can they go to Whois and see when it was first founded and that kind of thing?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's a lot of variables, but the most important
there's one other thing that's in there. Not only how old your website is, but how long you've renewed the name for. That's another thing, isn't it, that a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah. And so when that renewal comes up, it's better to do the 3-year renewal than the 1-year.
Or even 5 or 10 or whatever. They give you credit for that, don't they?
They do, yeah. And that's not as important as the other stuff we're talking about, but it is still one of the things they look at.
So, folks, we're talking about search engine optimization, some of the elements of it, and how this content is joined at the hip with SEO and vice versa. You can't really have one without the other. But the search engine optimization is how people find you, how well they find you. And we're going to talk about this, search engine optimization and content creation, with our good friend John Wibben after these messages. Stay with us. Just like
all.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.